Okay. All right. Higgs and Victor, what do you guys want to
I'm going to play cards.
do? Okay.
I'll go play cards too.
All right. Piani, do you want to go back into the mess with them too, or are you just going to hang out in your room?
I mean, do they have any sort of intranet system in their compound?
Yeah, for sure. There's an internal net if you wanna try and.
I mean, I just want to try to gather some more information about these guys because I agree with everyone else. I think they're bullshitting us.
Okay, I mean, it's gonna be an unauthorized attempt at an unauthorized access. So do you wanna do that? And then also do you wanna try?
Of course, I do.
Okay, so it's gonna be easy. It'll be easier if you just do it, and they'll know you're doing it. If you want to hide it, like you want to obscure it, it'll be a little more difficult.
When you say do it and they'll know I'm doing it, like am I going to
be... At the very least, it'll show up in the error logs. If there's anyone monitoring connections, they'll see it right away.
But they're all playing cards as far as I know?
Yeah, but again, the security system might be automated in some fashion.
Okay, then here's what I'm going to do. Being the awesome computer user that I am, I'm going to mask any activity as sort of an attempt to connect to Facebook, and I'll just blame it on my addiction if I get caught.
You'd be like, "You guys, who's your ID people? Yeah. Like, why are you blocked?
You got
Facebook?
All these fucking ports blocked and shit."
I'm just trying to play Warcraft 2, Mom. All right. Go ahead and make a computer check. If you can get a 9, I'll let you do it if you can get a 7 or better, but if you can get a 9 or better, no one will notice.
Okay.
Yeah! Boom!
Fuck you yeah! Like, hack the planet!
You're like, crash and burn up in this place. Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right. Yeah, you get access to their system directory. You have, like, comm logs and the whole fucking kit and caboodle. So, what do you want to do?
I want to try to identify if there is any other personnel here. I would also like to see if there is any sort of schedule of people coming. And he mentioned inventory, so maybe I can find an inventory of.
Yep. Sure.
Of stuff they have.
Okay. Make a flat intelligence check, or actually add perception if you have it.
Yeah, I do. So would that just be a plus one? So
yeah,
D20
this is just like,
plus one?
Essentially, 2d6 plus one.
Okay.
Basically, what you're doing is you're just speed reading. I just want to see how much information you can get out of your access.
Right.
Cool. Okay, that's pretty good. So, on the roster, there are listings for active and inactive crew members of the ship. And currently, everyone on the ship's roster is inactive. And you don't see Nikhil Sato, Valentin Singh, or Helena Chioma on the roster anywhere. There's like a captain, a first mate,
are there
a bunch of like crew members.
Crew members?
Yes. Yeah, it's a dozen, like a list of a dozen crew members, and then none of them are listed as active. And
Okay.
What else did you want to know?
I mean, I guess that sort of answers my question about a schedule of people, but I'm assuming I can't find that.
There's no... Like, the ship, you find nav logs for the ship. The ship came from, a nearby system, and probably Tovar, I guess. Probably about, 15 years ago. It's a colony ship. The it's built for this, so it lands and it's taken apart to make like the beginnings of a colony. About 15 years ago. But it's the logs end there. The nav logs are like landed on the planet, whatever, and then that's it. There's a the only like that file hasn't been touched in ages. And then there's like an active set of the section of the database that tracks the warehouse and like the comm silo, so like what's being stored. So there's like whatever that were manifests for
right
stuff.
And is there any fuel or weapons on the manifest or any other computer like things that would interest Peony?
There are several like listings for chemicals you don't recognize, like chemical compounds. And that takes up most of the storage. There's like various quality, like quantities of these different chemicals. One of which is like hydrogen fuel, and they have like enough, like several jumps worth. Like if they were pretending like they didn't know how much fuel they had, it was a big fat lie because they totally know how much fuel they have.
There's okay. Last thing, like, is there anything at all about Vlad or Bugs or the intention of the colony when it first came here?
No, not really. Like the colony, the ship belongs to the same company that your ship belongs to.
I guess the question would be is like I would see an abundance of probably some sort of data that would probably let me figure out what they were doing here, right? Like, yeah, oh, totally. I see like, geological data or.
Yeah, the original manifest contained like terraforming equipment and it's an obvious colony ship. Like those 12 people okay. were the front runners. They were going to get things set up and then other people were going to come here and they were going to start kind of like building the colony.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So these guys are playing cards and I can't really private comm them at the time.
So meanwhile,
is it super obvious how we could access the fuel, or is it just super obvious that they have a ton of fuel?
One of their storage facilities is for hydrogen fuel, like it's built for that.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, why don't I? If I know that this, if Victor and Higgins are playing cards, why don't I go tell Skarian that I think that they killed all these guys and. I don't know if these people are what we think they are.
So while you're still doing computer stuff, meanwhile in the mess, you guys are playing cards with Valentin and Helena and Nikhil.
Are we winning?
I don't know. You've like a skill for gambling. What's your? There's got to be something like that. Yeah. There is a gambling skill. There is a gambling skill. Actually, aren't you a bounty hunter?
I'm a bounty hunter, con artist.
Con artist.
That's right. Multi-class. Do you have the gambling skill?
No.
Okay, well, then you can make a untrained gambling test.
Is that a 2d6 minus 1?
Yeah.
What is that based off of? Int?
With cards, it'd be wisdom, because you're like trying to read them, you're playing poker.
Fuck you, so. It's minus 2. 6.
Okay. You're not doing... Okay, well, you're both losing, but Higgs, you're still in the game, right? You're both right on the edge. You're like, one more hand, you'll be fine.
Okay.
So
what are we drinking exactly? What is the...
Like
I take a very like close perusal. Like I get the nose of whatever we're drinking and
spaceship moonshine. Like using like an empty fuel tank for a still and yeah, it's just like basically just alcohol. It tastes like burning.
Okay,
but it works and it's strong. So you just drink it out of tin like cups.
All right.
It tastes like burning.
It does taste like burning.
Is Victor drinking or no?
Absolutely, Victor is drinking.
Can I make like a sneak maneuver to like pour his cup into my cup because I don't want him drinking?
What?
Sure. I like that. It's the opposite of how you normally. You're like, I really want someone to get drunk. You're like, I don't want him to get drunk. You're just like, yeah, look how fast you're drinking, buddy. Like a big boy.
Yeah.
Good job.
And I'm also every time I sip, I'm holding my sip. I'm not actually like. I'm just bringing it up like
the first one.
Keep your mouth. Yeah, your lip closed, and you just like. I just put it back.
Sure. All right. So yeah, Operation Stealth Drinking. We can do all that in one roll. Make a stealth check. You do it with charisma if you want to, or dex.
Yeah, I'll take that plus 2. 2d6 plus 2. Nice. I have one stealth.
I'll take it.
9.
Okay. Cool. Why don't you? Do you want to try and notice this is happening, Victor, or you just want to go along with it?
Oh, I notice.
Okay. You want to make a roll? All right.
Yeah.
So make a perception check. Difficulty be a 9. All right, you don't notice. You just think you're really good at drinking.
Yeah, I just like, God, this stuff is not very strong, you guys. Like,
are the other people getting drunk?
Pour me another.
They seem pretty practiced at it, and they're not drinking to get drunk. They're just drinking for fun. Mm. So they're drinking like cautiously, but you don't get the impression they're trying to get you wasted either. Like they're just trying to be friendly and share their weird hydrogen booze with you.
Booze.
So you guys are you're playing your card game and they're just having like casual conversation, but they are definitely trying to figure like stuff out about you. They're asking where are you guys from? Like what's you know, what's
I deal? Completely lie to them. I make up a complete backstory.
Nice. All right. How about you, Victor? What do you tell them?
Yeah, I'm from Amin Muhammad over in Un.
Okay.
Oh, 705. Breathable mix, temperate temperature, no native biosphere.
Victor, they don't give a fuck about it.
It's like the Wikipedia, the Wikipedia article of the city you're from. Like, oh, where are you from? Sure. I'm from Vancouver. Population 100,004. 96%. Like,
yeah, I just kind of argue with them like a
17%.
Like a big brother would argue with like a little brother. I just like belittle him basically the entire time and make fun of him about how stupid he is.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you guys like you managed to hide kind of what you're about, but you do notice like they're asking primarily about like what organization you're with, like if you're free agents or you know like, who you're working for.
I would say the syndicate,
the Midari syndicate. So you'll have the same employers. Okay, yeah. That's cool, and it's fine. Like they operate in cells, so it's not like you all know each other.
Do they mention the name Caliabia at all?
No.
Okay.
No, they don't mention any other syndicate members. What they tell you basically is that like they they're just part of a rotating ship's crew, and that they store material here because it's like pretty hard to find and out of the way. It's sort of a backup facility, so sometimes ships will come in, they'll load up with stuff, they'll leave. They'll drop off other stuff. They don't really, like, they maintain, an idea of what's being stored, but they're like, you know, we're not scientists. Like, we don't know what are these, like, right now they got all these chemicals. They're not really sure what they're about.
I asked them, when I say I'm a part of the Mahadari syndicate, I ask for, like, a cheer, or I say, like, cheers to that or something like that, and make sure they take a drink. And again, I hold the drink.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
I say, hey, wait, I need
and it's more emote again.
Yeah, I guess I pour whatever.
Pour them a little, okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
So they tell you that. They say that the rotations are like monthly. They've been here a while, so they're hoping that a ship will come soon, but the schedule is not necessarily set. And at some point, Nikhil actually says to you, well, like, if you guys are Midari, like, how much cargo space do you have on your ship?
It's not... Look, can we talk syndicate to syndicate?
They like it. I thought we were, but yeah, sure.
Okay. See, me and Victor here. We've been running this game for a while now, and that ship actually belongs to the little woman that was with us, and that the big guy is actually her handler, and we're trying to get that ship. Now, if you guys want to help us and tell us what's really going on here, we could definitely split ways. It's a big-ass ship. It's a big ship. There's a lot of space on it.
So, yeah, Valentin says, he's like, so you're not all crew of ship? They are explained.
Well, we are crew, but what the other two don't know is that we are anti-crew, if you get what I'm saying. We're against the crew of them
two. Kiani and Sakarian don't know that we're with the Midari.
Yes, he's a double agent. This I understand.
Yes. Double agent W.
We've got 150 tons of extra cargo tonnage space on that ship. If we could Shanghai it, well, we'd be, you know, if anybody around here had some fuel, we'd be really good set to set up an operation.
Valentin says, yes, we have fuel, but... Pushy man in the armor was getting in my. He says some word in Russian, and he's like
Puchka. Yes, I'm very.
Here, yes. Yeah.
Listen, Sakarian's a dick. All we keep him around is lockpicking.
He says, okay, here's the deal. We help you get rid of big man and little Suka, and you take cargo for us in exchange. Then you have ship. Maybe we make deal. You. Join the circle. Come back. Pick up material. There's always shipping to do. Well, you like?
But before we, I do like. But before we even make the deal, what's the game? What's really? Why are we here overnight? Is what I'm. I need to be on your side before I can actually. You know what I'm saying?
Helena. Helena says she's like drugs. It's drugs. We have drugs here. Silos full of them. Blue fever mostly. You've heard of it.
Yes, I have. And you're keeping us here overnight Are you waiting for reinforcements? Is that what's going on? Is that what's the game? So I can act all surprised when it happens tomorrow.
Helena looks at Nikhil. Nikhil says something to her in Russian. She shrugs. And she looks at you. And she says, we just wanted to talk. Figure out what you were about. Keep an eye on you. And she like gestures up to the security camera. And she says, plus Nikhil already sent a message back home. So we're running your bio scans.
I fix Helena just like staring straight in her eyes. And I say, Helena, how long have you been on this planet?
What, this time?
Yes.
3.5 weeks, maybe 4.
Have you ever been here during... Is there a moon on this planet?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Have you ever been here during a solar eclipse, Helena?
Shakes her head. I don't think so.
Now, you three said you don't have a scientist on board, do you?
She, like, looks at them like, do we look like scientists to you?
I turn to Higgs. I say, Higgs, I don't know.
Well, they don't know.
No. We've got a time issue here, ladies and gentlemen. The VOD, surely you know. Come on, you can't be operating on this planet without knowing.
I don't think they know.
No, clearly they don't.
How could they know? How could they?
Okay, all right. So we're going to see if they're going to buy into your shit. Roll one. It sounds like, Victor, you're making the persuade check, and Higgs, you're going to help.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
All right, so Higgs, make a persuade check with your charisma. Yeah, you totally help. So Victor, you get a +1. You can make your check.
Okay, that's good, and that's based on charisma.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So before we deal with the results of that, let's go back to Sakarian's room. So Sakarian, Piani comes into your room with some news.
It's pitch black, and I'm wearing black armor. And as she opens the door, I say, Piani, what can I do for you? From the pitch black room.
I take the opportunity to reach behind my my back into my little pack. I pull out a flare and I pop that motherfucker and I drop it. And all then right. There's just sort of this like creepy little, lighting in the room.
Do you hold it up under your chin?
Yeah. And I definitely just drop it under the
drops literally a foot down.
I sort of in a frantic manner update Sakarian on what I find in the logs. Tell him I was totally just trying to access Facebook, but this is what I found.
What's the evidence they killed the people here?
What's that?
What's the evidence that they killed these people? And
the evidence is that the ship logs end. The ship's log end basically when this ship colony arrived, and that there were 12 people on the manifest. 12 people, just like the 12 boots we saw, and the 3 people in the jumpsuits that they are wearing are not listed on the manifest. So they're bullshitting. They took this place over. That's when I put on the tinfoil hat and I'm like, maybe they're fucking bugs themselves.
It does raise the question, how did they get here? Because they very well could have just occupied an abandoned outpost that was killed by the VOD, right?
Right.
Or they could have killed them. You're absolutely right. What do you want to do?
I mean, I think we should probably maybe confront them. Maybe we wait until tomorrow morning, just see what happens, but we're at least armed with the knowledge. How about that?
Sure. Let's go join them for cards.
Okay.
I stand up and walk out of the dark room.
All right.
I leave the flare running.
So you're just like, why is there a flare in that room? The floor's all burned now.
I got to mark it in my inventory.
All right, so in the room, you guys will have a chance to, before Sakarian and Piani arrive, you've got a few minutes to run your con. So what do you tell them? What's your
all right?
Big,
well, I say,
your big
I say,
plan?
take it from me, guys. Part of the reason I'm here is because I'm studying the Vaad. They're vicious creatures. And I look around the table and I say, they have psychic brain waves that can eat into your mind.
As he does,
they
communicate. Like,
they communicate by smell. They don't think like we do. They think like they do. And it gets worse.
That's some good racist rhetoric you got there.
On the lunar eclipse, they go crazy. They burrow up out of the ground. Did you know that the tomb locusts are actually their offspring? Yes, it's true. They burrow into the bones that you leave behind and cocoon themselves in order
I'm
to grow up
and
into
I'm
the
like
body.
Kicking my heels together like, oh, shit.
Yeah. And then I say, do you know when the next lunar eclipse is? Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
So they kind of like look at each other like, that was really dramatic, and they're not really sure what to think of that.
After it's done too, I'm just like, whoa.
So Helena says, she's like, that being true, then what the fuck are you doing here?
I look back at him like, Victor, what are we fucking doing here?
We brought a device to communicate with the Vaad. We wanted to turn them into our own personal army.
Oh my god.
It's kind of from weird to cartoonish supervillain. So they look at each other and then look at you. And
if you had a scientist, you'd know about this. That's why these suckers keep me around.
So Valentine says, okay, so we go back to ship, get brain device, and then what? Take over planet?
Take over?
This sounds like madness to me.
It's not madness. It's science.
As he says that, I just go...
Bad science.
I just look at him like... I get right in front of his face and just go, boom. And I just like...
All right, so Piani, you come into the mess hall right at this moment, and like Higgs is like leaned way over the table with his face like right up against this Russian guy's face, and he's like, boom. And then yeah, you walk in, and there's this like awkward, like they kind of all look at
you. Yeah, we all just kind of like turn back.
What in the fucking shit is going on in here?
Oh, now hello. Would you? I thought you guys were drinking.
Yeah, Valentine says, is nothing. Unsuspicious game of cards. Come, sit.
Please, sit. Yes, we have alcohol, if you would like some. Like, I'm just really awkward.
Yeah, I'd definitely take a...
So you're going to join them?
All right, yeah.
Sakirin, are you going to like stand by the door, or you want to come over?
And oh, I come in, and I'm doing Sakirin acting now, where I'm like, I couldn't sleep. Do you mind if I join you for a game of cards?
Hello, fellow humans.
Yeah, Mr. Ant, we got a seat right over here for you. It's right there. It's nice and big.
Oh, very kind of you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So you all, you join the game of cards. And from this point to the end of the night, till they retire, they don't talk about anything important. They're just like telling you stories about like their asshole friends getting drunk and like just like spacer stuff. Like, you know, you trade stories about like the different stations you've been to and junk, and it's all very like friendly, but in a nice, like, I don't have to actually tell you anything about myself kind of way.
Well, at one point I ask them, I say, and this is like, I don't jump in with this when I walk in. Right, I wait until it's like, nice and comfy.
Sure.
I laugh maybe a little too heartily at a few of their jokes and shit. And then I eventually go, you know, say, how did you guys come to this planet, by the way?
Nikhil says, I was same as everybody else in the crew. We take turns. We got dropped off by the last ship. We stay here till the next ship comes and we leave with them.
So you didn't come on this disassembled ship?
No. This is home base. I don't know anything else about it really.
You guys just found it.
I didn't. We got dropped off here, so I don't know. Someone put it here, I guess.
You just walked into an unoccupied ship, no questions asked.
Well, I mean, there were people. The shift before us was here. I've only been doing this thing for maybe a year.
And the shift you guys keep talking about is protecting this home base of sorts?
Yeah, we're not really. There's not much to protect it from. You just keep the bugs off the hull and don't let the big guys eat the power source if they come by. It's pretty simple work.
Okay.
Perks are good.
Then I just shift the conversation to asking them about space football and stuff.
Okay, cool. You guys want to be friends on Facebook? Okay, cool. Yeah.
Space Hawks.
So the conversation. Yeah, that's right. The conversation eventually kind of like dies out. They get tired and they excuse themselves to sleep. They leave you with whatever's left in the like plastic bottle, the jug of space moonshine. They're like, yeah, feel free to finish it. We got lots. And they
I take a big sip as they're like walking off.
Okay.
But I just like hold the sip and wait till they're done.
Yeah. And they retire to their quarters, ostensibly, yeah. And you guys, you have the mess hall to yourselves and the security camera.
Yeah, when they leave, I like spit it out in the cup very like silently and stealthily, yeah. And set it down. And I look at Piani, and I just look at you, Piani, and then I just stare back up at the camera and then look back at you. And then I'm just like... I do it once again.
I just start talking loudly. I say, God, Sakarian, these people didn't know about the VOD. We've got to get off this planet by tomorrow afternoon, or else we're all going to be turned into brain slave alien insect brainers.
I was afraid
of
that.
And then I say, let's go back to your room and discuss how we're going to get them off the planet.
Certainly, I left a flare on the floor for us. Let's go.
don't go in there. That's everyone's mine. You can tell by the flare. All right,
let's do it.
Okay, it's so like, you all retire to Sakarian's room.
Before we leave, I'm just like, yes, let's go to sleep and wake up tomorrow morning. Good night, and then we just leave the room. Like,
we all leave in the same direction.
The great thing is that you guys aren't the only ones. Like, they're doing just as bad a job. And I mean, like, you're all fucking terrible at this like intrigue game. They're like, we are friends. Yes, okay.
You have the biggest gun.
Yeah. So you guys go back to your room, close the door, and what do you want to do?
I look around to see if there's any cameras in the corners.
I go, holy shit, you guys, we need to figure this out by tomorrow evening or they're going to realize the VOD don't actually go crazy and there's also not a lunar eclipse. And I don't know what the fuck I was saying. Why didn't you keep me from drinking?
Right, but you didn't. Awesome. Yeah. You're fake drunk. Good job.
Yeah, exactly.
So someone with security can roll to check the room for...
I believe I have.
I do wait for that.
I have zero in security.
You have zero insecurities or insecurity?
That's nice. That must be good for you.
I checked the room.
Okay, go ahead and make your roll there.
Yeah, whoever wants to make it, because no one actually has it.
I'll make it. 5-0.
I already make it, but it's
5-0. Oh, okay.
Nice. 8.
Okay. No, the individual rooms don't have security.
Okay, after I see, like, you looking
bugs
around.
Or anything.
Yeah, after I see Sakari, Mr. S looking around, I'm just like, We need to do something tonight. We, me and Victor played the game of our lives, if you know what I'm saying. And this is not good. We need to stop them either tonight. Well, we need to get out of here.
The timeline you guys gave him is tomorrow night. Let's wait until the morning. We have the VOD outside right now, and we're still not sure if these guys truly are that bad.
Well,
yeah, but if we kill them off, how are we going to get off this rock? We don't even know if they have any fuel.
That's exactly why I said we're waiting till the morning when we're supposed to discuss the fuel.
No, I tell these guys what I found in the manifest. Like, there's definitely fuel here.
Oh shit!
And there's a few jumps.
Anchor? Christ.
By the way, Mr. S, maybe this will light a fire under your ass. They've got some blue fever here, and they've been storing it all across the planet, and they've got a shit ton of it. That's what they're doing. That's what they told us. It's for the.
They're shipping blue fever.
Yep, and that's the game they're running here.
Are you gentlemen confident you can find the fuel and we can load the ship?
That kind of like turned my head to Piani and Victor.
Okay, follow me.
Okay, well, so that's a perfect place to take the break. All right, follow me.
Perfect. Sounds good. Okay. All right, we'll take another break. We'll go into some more Swan Song after this. We'll see you guys in a bit.